LaPointe Town Board Member Nick Nelson says he'll propose up to $5,000 for the bilingual signs in next year's town budget.
When you have signs for like library and stuff like that, if there's an equivalent or such, then we can put that up. Those are some of the things that as just the town we can do, so it's easy to just give that the green light right away.
Lac des Flambeaux tribal member Melvin Buchholz is also pushing for bilingual signs on Madeleine Island.
I know a lot of the tourists kind of eat that stuff up when they see, you know, anything to do with the Ojibwe culture or even Native American culture in general.
Madeleine Island's considered the mecca for Ojibwe tribes who traveled centuries ago from the East Coast to avoid extermination and find the food that grows on the water, which was wild rice. Buchholz says Madeleine Island has gotten away from its native roots.
Not a whole lot of people associated it, you know, with being the starting point for the tribes. And, you know, it'd be nice to get some of that back. Not only a reminder of history, but to revive something that's slowly dying off.
Buchholz would like to form a partnership with the Bad River Band, which has reservation land on Madeleine Island. Either way, Nick Nelson says bilingual signs make sense.
Ojibwe people, they have a huge depth of understanding of the importance of this area. Beginning to understand their language is just the beginning of a doorway into understanding why this area is so important.
Nelson hopes the bilingual signs will be in place next year. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.